Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to Good Morning Hospitality, your one-stop shop for the latest news, noteworthy trends, and thought-provoking discussions across the industry. From hotels to short-term rentals to all things travel and hospitality, you'll find each episode equips you with the information that you need to start your week. Join us on Good Morning Hospitality every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Hospitality. Here we are, guys. We are live.
Live again.
And again, and in action right here at the Biltmore Hotel in Coral Gables.
The iconic Biltmore Hotel. One of my favorites.
Very awesome. It's very neat. Yeah, I've been here for the past 2 days.
Yeah, and tell her, what were you doing? You were on stage yesterday.
What was I doing? What was I not doing? No. Good morning, Jeremy. Oh, so wait. By the way, tell us where you're joining us from. Please let us know. You obviously know that here we are in South Florida. But yesterday I got to speak at the South Florida Concierge Association. They had their annual concierge day, and they had general managers from several different hotels, this property, the W South Beach, and oh my goodness. Oh, the Setai as well. Great hotels. So we had a lovely general manager panel. And then I was their keynote speaker.
It's amazing. She was on stage
for like over an hour, by the way.
Yeah, got a standing ovation.
Standing ovation, and gave out 100 signed books, and we took all these photos. It was pretty awesome.
Great job.
Yeah, well, you know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you're sweet. It was a lot of fun. Jeremy just asked a very good question. How are the bathrobes? To be fair, I have not put them on or the slippers. By the way, I did like when I was looking in the closet, I always poke around when I'm at hotels, and I had never seen this at a property, but in the closet, they actually have like an international adapter.
It's a nice touch.
Just to borrow, which was, have you seen that before?
I have not, but see, it's a nice touch that they have here at the hotel. They're thinking
about
other things.
Yes.
Forbes rated hotel.
I mean, go figure. This property is beautiful.
It's beautiful. And we're going to walk around after this. We're going to do our 50 hotel and 50 day challenge. She's joining me today. We're not officially announcing that we're here to the hotel, but we're going to go walk around.
But
and we'll see what we like.
Unless anybody that works here actually tuned into this. Now they know what we're going to do.
They're probably watching right now.
Oh my goodness.
And to announce to everyone, we do have a studio audience today. So let's hear a round of applause for the studio audience.
Come show yourself. Our entire studio audience. Look who we've got today. We've got Suzanne. See?
Suzanne, a powerhouse in her own right on social media and teaching and hospitality. So we're lucky to have her here.
Exactly.
Cheering us on.
And in person. So it's fun. So if you hear any clapping in the background, oohs and ahs, we appreciate those. We have all of that sort of engagement. And if you hear some random songs in the background too, that is also her. Phone on silent, please.
Audience, do not disturb on the phone.
Oh my gosh, too fun. Well, so let us know again if you are joining us, catching us. Hold on, we got
music,
some music
coming through the studio. And yeah, if you like seeing us live, maybe we should do this more often. I think it's fun being on.
Yeah, maybe we should do more often. And I should just move to South Florida. Is that what you're trying to
aim
for?
I think we need the studio down here officially.
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad thing. It would not be a bad thing. So let us know where you're joining us from. We always love to see where everybody is. But should we dive into some of these topics?
I think so. We got a ton of them and they're all great.
We do. I mean, very well. Oh, from the Valley. Okay, Jim, we got to give Jim a little shout out here. From the Valley. You're holding down for the fort back in LA. So appreciate that. Okay. So the first topic, Marriott International signs an agreement with Neom to bring the Ritz-Carlton Reserve to Trojena. I guess, the mountains of Neom.
Yeah, in Saudi Arabia. So it's going to be very cool. And if you haven't seen what it looks like after the show, or if you listen to some recording, pause it and check this Ritz-Carlton Reserve out in Saudi Arabia. It looks like, you know, this ultra glamorous glamping site out in the middle of the desert. And it just shows you now, this is not something that's going away. We've talked about this a couple times.
No, you're really into the whole
outdoor thing. I'm very into it. And now it's just like I'm getting FOMO. I'm trying to work on my project.
FOMO!
Because we're trying to get it up here in Miami. It's taking forever. But now these big companies are doing it. And it's awesome. People really want to travel this way.
By the way, have you ever been to a Ritz-Carlton Reserve?
I have not. There's one in Puerto Rico. I almost worked at it.
Oh,
I
was okay.
So, to work there.
Okay.
And I had just gotten engaged and
you were like, you couldn't do it.
My general manager from one hotel went over there. I said, come over here. And I was not able to, but it's a beautiful place.
Ritz-Carlton Reserves, for those that don't know, they're really unique. So I had the opportunity to go to one in Cabo. And it's so amazing. And it's cool because it's actually not far away from the JW Marriott there. So when you can kind of like compare and contrast something that would be more of like a typical resort where they, Ritz-Carlton Reserves, obviously high level Ritz-Carlton luxury, but it's a bit more integrated into nature. Mm-hmm. And they're amazing. And their programming is fantastic. I know that at the one in Cabo, Zaydoun, they had something like for families where you could, they had somebody like an astronomer come out and they talk about the stars. They have people that do deep sea diving and explain all about the marine life there. Mm-hmm. So it really is a unique opportunity if you ever get to go to one or work at one.
Yeah. We brought some of the standards. He taught us some things he was doing over there. And like one of the little touches, that's what I always like at these hotels, mm-hmm. the little touches.
Yeah.
If you're at the pool deck, they had a stone and on one side they had hand painted as a team member. When you came to orientation, you painted the stone, a sun on one side and a moon on the other. Oh. If it was a moon facing up, the attendants knew to leave you alone because the moon was facing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be disturbed by the pool. So it's a lot of fun little things like that. These hotels.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Those are really fun little touches that I love at these kind of places.
I love it when you get to have a little bit of that personality and what's great. I mean, that was at the
Dorado Beach, Ritz-Carlton.
Wow.
Reserve. Yeah.
Wow. So I love it when you have these bigger brands that we know them, but they still have a little bit of personality and it keeps it very, you know, high level.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see how they do this because this is now a step out doing tents, doing glamping, keeping that high level, but they're out in nature. And I think, look, the rates are crazy. They're just not cheap to go there.
No,
many thousands of dollars to go. But you're starting to see that. It's not going away. Right?
Well, I might be working on a trip getting over to Saudi Arabia later this year. So I don't know.
Carlton Reserve, if you're listening.
Holla at your girl. I'm kidding. Don't.
And you used to live there.
I did. I lived in Saudi Arabia until I was 6 years old. So I lived in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. So, and I have some cousins there. And my dad goes there quite frequently for work. Actually, he was just at Al Ula, which is beautiful. You would recognize it if you saw it online because their images have been everywhere. But he told me that. And I was like, what? No invite? Didn't get that invite. So.
You see,
I'll get my own.
All right, we'll have to check it out, but keep an eye on that. So if you haven't seen it, check it out because I think more and more hotels are going to get into this space. And
totally.
Ritz-Carlton's doing it. You know that a lot of other Marriott brands might start as well.
So next topic here, experts are saying that indie hotels must build real loyalty and not bribery. This was a pretty interesting article. Also had a dear friend, Bashar Wali is in it. And he's always great, by the way, with all of his commentary. But basically, they were kind of talking about how, you know, independent hotels really need to build loyalty through guest experiences. And when they're saying not bribery, I mean, that was a bit, I think, excessive. Yes. But as far as like doing like redemption programs and things like that. But it brings a really valid point that it is all about.
That's hard. And so if you're a listener out there, are you part of any of these rewards programs? So like the Marriott Bonvoy or the Hyatt has one, Hilton has one.
Everyone has one.
But I understand what they're saying because then I talked to some of the general managers. They are very worried of some of these luxury hotels. You get points, but you don't get the full rate for those hotel rooms when people cash in those points. Then you get a free breakfast and then you get a free this and you have another free thing that starts adding up and that all hits that hotel's bottom line. So it makes even more challenging to hit certain goals that the hotel corporate gives you. So I understand what he's saying, kind of like bribery, because like you're giving all these things away versus customizing maybe the things that they really love. And so you could do that in simple ways. We've talked about this a couple of times by looking, I like to say, when you're flirting with your guests before they get there, finding what they want before they arrive to your hotel. Just by asking, like the one hotel does a great job at this. They send you a nice form. What would you like in the room? What kind of pillows would you like? Do you like still or sparkling water in the room? All these little things. And so when you get into that room, you're like, wow, they really listened to me. That's really special. And I think that's a different way of doing it. And I think that's what this, they're talking about in this article, is like really customizing it to the guest.
Yeah. And also what I liked as well is they really focused on training. And training is such a huge thing. I know that we're very passionate about it, but I mean, it helps with retention. It helps creating this sort of, you feel like you're a part of something. And so they also were talking about how that, you know, independent hotels really need to double down on that. And that completely makes sense.
Yes.
You have to make sure that you've got everybody's on the same page in regards to standards. I talked about it yesterday, that's how you build that consistency. And especially in an independent hotel, the great thing about it is you can have that personality. It can be very unique to the location, but you know, at the end of the day, it's also about the service. And so
what happens when people say, I don't have enough time? What do you tell them, Sarah? I don't have time to do this.
To do what? To do training?
To train and to hire the right way and to recruit.
You have to reprioritize. Everybody has time. Everybody has time for anything. You know, you just have to reprioritize, and people see it. They see that their employees are staying. They see a better reviews online from guests at their property. So to me, it's a no-brainer, but you know, I get it.
And so for all of you out there, I have a tip, because I'm working on a project here.
Ooh.
This is something I'm going to share anyway.
A Steve Turk tip.
Turk's tips. New segment.
Oh my God. I can't even say it. Oh my God.
Listen, first place to start. Take all your guest reviews that are on Google. Just copy and paste them. You can do it really easily. Put it into ChatGPT and say, highlight the three things I need to work on to improve my service and give me an action plan for front office, food and beverage. And it will spit out things that you could use starting right now within 1 minute.
Mm.
So if you say you don't have time there to go through all the reviews and do all these things, that's an easy way to do it. I just did it yesterday for a client.
Okay.
Works big time.
Okay. Wow. That's a Turk tip for you.
Turk's tip segment. We're putting it in.
That's great. That's really, by the way, you this is not the first time you've done this. You do actually share some very useful insights on here.
I just want to try, like someone mentioned to me, like, Steve, I love what you're doing. I just need some more actionable things.
Yeah.
Share more actionable items and tips that I could take today and start implementing. So if you like that, I'll start sharing some more things.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, by the way, I want to say a shout out to one of our viewers who's joining us live, Jeremy Cordero. For those that have been following my travels, before Miami, I was in Costa Rica. And before that, I was in Cabo and got to be there with our dear friend, Jeremy. So if you don't know him, you should definitely check him out. That was incredible. So more on that, I will be posting more, but he chimed in. It should be a part of your culture. Recognizing and making the guests feel special starts with training. And then it's basically woven into the everyday practices and service. So
great.
Jeremy, that's a good
one. Some people are liking the tip. Dang, I missed the tip. We'll get
it
after this.
That's a terrific Turk tip.
You got it, Christopher. Turk's tips. We're putting it in. I'll try to get once a month.
Hashtag Turk's tips. Oh my gosh. Wow. Somebody had coffee this morning. This is cool.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm into it as well.
The live energy. Live from the Biltmore.
Oh, you were okay. Alu. Oh, you were just in Costa Rica. Where were you? I was just south of Yaco, in a place called Playa Hermosa. So it was definitely more in the surfer town. Very rustic. I'll put it that way. But it was good. It was awesome. And it was a really relaxing time. So I'll be back in Costa Rica in June and I will be staying at the Andaz Hotel. So you'll get more of a luxury experience from me then. Nice. I know. Right. Okay. Oh, what is this? Well, okay. Frederick, identifying actionable items and then acting on them. There you go. Oh, look, she already did the hashtag.
All right. Maybe we have to make this a thing.
Thanks, Mom. She's so into it. Okay. So we are excited about this topic.
Very excited.
So Michelin Guide has just announced their awards they've given out their first hotel keys in the United States.
Big time.
Were there any names on there that were surprising for you?
I don't want to say surprising. I would say, here's what I like.
Okay. What do you like?
First off, PC. Our home states got the most keys. So yeah. California, Florida, did a great job. Whee! And I love seeing it. And what I like about the Michelin Guide Awards is that it's not the same as Forbes and this, you know, and AAA that have their diamonds and stars. The keys here are looking for unique places with design, the vibe, so things that maybe are not like a check mark, with also going along with the good standards and making sure you're hospitable. So I like that boutique places can be in there, because sometimes you can't really achieve those awards if you're not. So there were some hotels that maybe wouldn't qualify, like we're used to, is like, oh, yeah, a Forbes five-star place getting two Michelin keys.
This is true.
And, you know, and hanging out with those normal five-star Forbes hotels, they're sneaking in there. So I like to see that and how they're doing it, because it really makes a difference when you get these keys. It gets more eyes on your property. You get to raise the wages for your team. You get to do cooler things at the property. So congrats to everyone that got a key.
Congrats. So we'll just name a couple. And by the way, I love this because I was actually thinking about which ones I've been to. Not necessarily stayed at, but been to, because I've been able to tour some of these properties. But California, some highlights. You've got the Beverly Hills Hotel, obviously a classic. Post Ranch Inn in Big Sur, amazing. Single Thread Inn in Healdsburg, Hotel Bel Air. We got Dorchester Collection all over this. The Auberge du Soleil, also up north. So a lot basically between California and then Napa Valley area. And then
here in Florida. Some of the big ones that you can see. I've been to some of these already for the 50 Hotels and 50 Day Challenge.
Yes.
You got the Mayfair House Hotel and Garden, the Setai, Maina, and the Four Seasons Hotel at the Surf Club all got two keys. So those are top levels three, and they only gave out, I think, 11 in the whole country.
Ooh.
But two keys is a big time award.
It's definitely. And by the way, of the two key awards, L'Hermitage in Beverly Hills was my first hotel that I was a concierge at. The Peninsula in Beverly Hills was the second hotel I was a concierge at. And I'm surprised that the Four Seasons in Washington, D.C. is not included on here. Actually, it might be as a one key. So I have to say, of the four hotels I worked at, not too shabby.
Yeah, listen, we got keys on now. You always had them.
We got keys. We got keys. I know. Next time I'll wear my social pin on here. I need my Le Clayton social pin. But yeah, this is super exciting. Let us know if you've seen any properties on here that have been that you're excited about.
Yep.
Or if you work at a property that's been mentioned, let us know.
We're gonna chat you out.
Santa Monica Proper Hotel. One of my best friends is the VP of HR for them corporately. So shout out to them. Casa Del Mar, beautiful property. Oh my gosh. All of them are cool.
Right. And it's different because there's some that sneak in there. They're just like, wow, I didn't think of that one.
The Gwen in Chicago. I'm a fan of that. I'm just going to start.
Like the one stars here in Miami Beach that really kind of set, like the Hotel Greystone.
Yeah.
You know, is a nice place.
Yeah.
It wasn't like anything.
My former boss, by the way, my former GM from the London Hotel was over there for a while too, before going over to Seidel Group.
Yeah, very cool places that got mentioned. And I think it's great. It's just like when you get the Michelin stars at restaurants that are like holes in the walls. Not that these hotels are holes in the wall.
But,
they're just different.
No.
They're not the ones that you always see in the magazines and get all their PR. I like that they're shining a light and putting the keys on there.
It's awesome. And giving Forbes a run for their money.
I like it.
Okay, so Jim actually wrote in a comment on here that we should address before we move on to our next topic.
Sounds serious.
That's not that serious. Apparently, it is Travel Advisor Appreciation Day today. So, shout out to all of our travel advisors. Keep it helping us. Yeah, we do a bit of that. So, thank you for sharing a little bit of love with us. But yeah, definitely.
And make sure to book these hotels now. All the key hotels. You got another place to send people.
Keep those heads in beds. So, thank you for saying that. So we could give a shout out to them. But also, Jim mentioned the Fairmont Miramar in Santa Monica. Classic. Yes, it is. Big fig tree outside. All right. Shifting gears to a completely different type of hotel experience. Garfield. Yes, Garfield, that cartoon cat that we all know. It has gotten, he's gotten appointed as Motel 6's first ever chief pet officer.
All right. Okay.
Get into this?
I think I like it, but I didn't see in the article. Here's what they're missing.
What are they missing?
Well, you know what?
They're
going to theme the wall. They're going to theme certain rooms, right? And they mentioned pizza, but I think I remember that. Doesn't Garfield like lasagna? Wasn't that his favorite food?
You were right.
Lasagna special.
No. There's got to be a lasagna special. There's no way that there was an oversight to that.
I see pizza. I see that they're going to design the rooms in Garfield lasagna themes. I don't see any lasagna on there, but maybe I'm wrong. So if you're staying at one of the Motel 6s, you worked there, let us know.
So a bit of a backstory on this. Basically, for those that have been following along or have kids, because that would make sense that you would know this, the Garfield movie is going to be coming out. So Motel 6 is basically, I didn't know this, that they're a proud sponsor of pets. Like, they're really into being pet friendly. And they basically kind of teamed up in conjunction with the movie being released. And so they've got a couple of different properties that will have these Garfield themed rooms, activities. I'm sure they've got lasagna in the works.
Not they heard us. They're going to do it.
I know. And so one of them is actually, and they're doing a giveaway that they're going to, at the Motel 6 in Los Angeles, maybe I need to go pop by.
I think you should.
And see what's going
what's
on
with
that.
In there.
Exactly. But they've got the Motel 6 in Hollywood, so that really is not far from where I live. And they've got everything from a room that's been transformed, a pizza printed linens. I love that. Plushies of the movie characters, a cat condo and tree. Oh, goodness. Where are our cat lovers out there? I know you're out there. You must be super excited. But pretty much they're going to be doing this from, you'll be able to start booking at the, towards the end of May. And these properties will be available pretty much through June 6th. And they've got it in Sacramento, Seaside, Oregon, Idaho, Anderson, Indiana, Sandusky, Ohio, Corpus Christi, Texas, Biloxi, Mississippi. Yeah.
Some interesting places that they're doing it.
Random places, but I'm like into this.
Yeah. No, it's not Barbie and the Barbie explosion of last summer, but I like that we got Garfield coming here.
Wow. You sounded like you were.
I'm just saying, like, it's, listen, Barbie, Garfield. I haven't seen Garfield around in a long time.
Yeah. No, it's true. Oh, so lovely Kay Frederick wrote it. Always a priority to look for a Motel 6 when you're traveling with your furry four-legged friend. Oh, that's a good point.
I like seeing hotels do this. And I think they should do more of this, right? Because there's a time during the summers or different seasons of off seasons. Can you tag something with a movie or an album coming out or something going on in pop culture that you can bring into your hotel? I think it's really unique and fun.
Oh, it's super fun.
And good job to making this happen, because sometimes there's an idea and then it gets caught up. You couldn't get it approved. And then we're approving things. So I love that everyone approved this to make it happen.
But people want that. You know, they want something that's a little bit like cookie cutter. And it's also, what a great way to drive traffic, you know, where maybe they wouldn't go stay at that property. I mean, do you remember when they had the Taco Bell themed hotel? I think I brought.
Yeah, we talked about this one.
I know.
I think it's cool.
We all know that I have a thing for Taco Bell.
But I think I did a whole thing on fast food rooms. Like, what would it look like? And just put them out there. So
yeah, that's right. I think you did AI generated ones, right?
Like, what would it look like? We had the Chick-fil-A room and the Taco Bell one.
That's so funny.
Pizza Hut, and it looked great.
Oh my God. I'm into it. Like, okay, we got next. We'll do the Sonic room. All good stuff. So yeah. This is definitely love what they're doing. So if you guys see anything out there, let us know, because it's always very cool when hotels just get a little creative and fun with it. So moving on to some travel topics here. This is interesting. And I mean, coming from somebody who feels like they're in the Atlanta airport every other week, Atlanta Airport has announced that they are tightening security with a crackdown on loitering. So first of all, who's hanging out in the airport?
I don't know, but we did a story on this.
We did.
Where people want, they want people coming.
Yeah, yeah. They were doing day passes. And I couldn't remember if Atlanta was one of them.
I don't know.
There's too much going on at that airport.
Yeah, it's crazy airport. It's one of the busiest in the country, right? Isn't it like the busiest?
Yeah, it is the busiest. By the way, fun fact, when I lived in Atlanta as a kid, and this was prior to 9/11, we actually did a scavenger hunt at the airport. So every time I'm in that airport, I'm like, oh, I remember being here when I was like 11 running around the airport, which would so not happen today. But
I was in high school. I remember one time that was very late. There was nothing open to eat. So we went to the airport and ate at the restaurants. They were
stop
the
it.
It was 24 hours a day.
You did?
You could go in and there was no problem. So was
I can imagine going on a high school date.
Let's go. Little adventure. Go see what's going on. Midnight in the airport.
I wouldn't be mad at it, but just saying, like, that would definitely be creative. Although imagine, like, you actually bring somebody there on the date and they're like, oh my gosh, are we going somewhere? You're like, no, we're just going to P.F. Chang's.
Yes. We're just going to go hang out here. P.F. Chang's to go.
Oh, man. Oh.
But I see what they're saying. They're getting a lot of burglary.
Yes.
Assaults.
Yeah.
You know, shoplifting going. It's just crazy to see that that's what's going on. And it's happening in a lot of big cities.
That's... That's nuts. Cause I think about it now, granted, like many times, like when I'm there and I'm flying Delta, I'll take advantage and go to the Delta Sky Club. But it's interesting because like I've left my bag unattended at times when I'm going to get some snacks. And I see other people do the same, but it makes you think, well, and I do always pause. Cause I'm like, does this look like a trustworthy crowd? I mean, you do have to like get through.
Who are you looking for, Sarah?
Yeah, I don't know who I'm looking for. I don't, nobody in particular. I'm not stereotyping. But you know, it just, you're just looking around to see if there's anybody paying attention or whatever it is. But yeah, when you're thinking about that in the actual airport, can you imagine being in the airport and somebody like
takes your bag and takes
or your wallet?
It's rough.
Like your ID, that would be no bueno.
See, Jeremy wants to hang out at the PF Chang's Terminal A at Atlanta.
Stop.
See you there, Jeremy.
Oh my gosh, Jeremy. We know all of that.
Maybe I just gave everyone a nice date night. You buy the day pass to the airport and you go hang out and watch all the people walk.
This is hilarious. Oh my gosh. So yeah, it's definitely interesting to see that Atlanta actually came out and announced this. I mean, I guess it just shows you kind of like the times that we're living in, wild times.
Crazy, but it's just like you see it. I don't know why. Maybe the algorithm is feeding me like a lot of people robbing stores and robbing people.
We have that in Southern California. I'm gonna say it's a thing.
Tighten up here.
Yes, we do.
Be kind to everybody out there.
That's right, and don't take other people's things. but yes, you really have to be cautious these days. That's right, Jim. Totally agree. Okay, we have a little bit of time here. We got the real time recap.
Let's do it.
Ooh.
I have an up and a down. Can I give a positive and a negative?
You can as much as you'd like.
Start the negative?
Yeah, go for it.
So I had a doctor's appointment with myself and my daughter yesterday. Myself and my daughter.
And your doctor.
Appointment at 3:45. Didn't get seen till 5 o'clock.
No.
Right? Like no apologies. No, hey, I'm sorry.
No.
For keeping you waiting with two little kids, 8 and 6, that had been out of school and are cranky and hungry. Nothing, just made us sit there, and I almost walked out. And I don't ever usually like walk out. I even called my wife, like, I'm walking out of here. I can't do this anymore.
No, of course.
And so for doctor's offices, if you need some hospitality training,
oh yeah,
I want to make this something, because I just tell my wife, like, when we took our pet to an emergency clinic, they had snacks for us for there. They had water, they had coffee, they had all these things waiting for the human parents there.
The human parents.
And this is a nice place. Like this doctor's office is beautiful, a great location, could care less, it seemed like. And so
that's a long time to wait.
Crazy. And I was very, very angry about that.
That's one of the reasons why actually most of the time when I do any of those appointments, I always opt for it earlier in the day.
So I'm gonna start
obviously
you got kids at school.
You can't always do that, but that's crazy that nobody came out.
No,
or
I walked out. I'm like, what's going on? So anyhow, that's the negative, but the positive, which I had never experienced.
What was that?
Just randomly pulled into a gas station and didn't realize it was a full service gas station. I'd never been to one before where they come
up. Where were you, in New Jersey?
In Miami Beach. I'd never pulled into this thing. It's a tiny little gas station. And they came over and I went to step out to put the gas in. I said, sir, we're here to assist you. What kind of gas would you like? I said that. He's like, okay. So they put the gas in. I was like, this is cool. They wipe my windows. They checked my tire pressure.
They checked your tire pressure? What is this?
Have a great day. Can we get you anything from the store? I said, no. And left. And so
okay, how much was more expensive?
It was $1 more per gallon. And he gave me a warning. He said, look, you could go to the other side of the gas station where you pump yourself, or you could do this. But I'd never seen that. So it made me start thinking.
So you were like, okay, I'll pay like the $10 extra.
Just to see what this is. I'd never had it.
I mean, look, for them checking your air pressure and your tires, like for that alone, washing your windows. This is fun.
Yeah. So I was like, where else could we have this kind of hospitality? That doctor's office.
Yeah. See? Yeah. No, but I do love that you bring that up, because I've actually spoken several times for doctors like conferences that they are mindful that they really need to up their hospitality and service standards. So, and something as simple as just keeping track and having communication with your clients when they're in the waiting room is huge.
It's crazy. Like I was getting very angry. It takes me a lot to get angry.
Maybe I was hangry.
You were probably hangry.
I'm getting those vibes from you. Yeah, definitely that time of day.
Well, that's what I had there.
Wow. It's tough to beat that. What of my real-time recap? I have to say, I mean, I've been very lucky that everything has just been super smooth. Oh, I'll actually talk about my arrival experience here at the Biltmore. Because, you know, sometimes, I mean, I'm always in different properties and sometimes they know who I am. Most of the time they don't, and I just roll in. But as soon as they opened up my car door, when I came in from the airport, they were like, "Good afternoon, Miss Dandishy." And I was like, "You knew it was me? Oh, cool. This was so cool." And so obviously I know that hotels do that. I worked in hotels that did that for certain clients or guests as well, but it was very lovely to be on the receiving end of that.
They prepped for you.
And they did. And then I walked in, somebody got my bag immediately. The concierge came out. Claudine, fellow Les Clés d'Or member, so excited to finally meet and connect with her. Took me over to the front desk. They're like, "We've been expecting you." And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, what a nice treat." But yeah, it was really, really wonderful. And something just as simple as that is just can really make a big difference. And what a way to welcome somebody.
Your name, when you walk up, that's like the magic of hospitality.
I know. It is. It was very magical. So have to say that that was pretty awesome. All right. Should we go to our hospitality quote?
I think we should do it.
We should do it. This is a fun one. I like this. So would you like to read it, sir?
I'll read it. Success seems to be connected to action. Successful people keep moving. They make mistakes, but they don't quit. Conrad Hilton.
Yes.
It's a great quote for this week.
That is a good. Yeah. Right. Just keep it moving. I mean, we all know that it's like always talking about just got to keep it moving. But it's so true is that, and especially in hospitality, we're constantly throwing things, you know, one way or the other. And you just every day is a different challenge and you just have to keep it moving.
Yeah. Like we're both entrepreneurs, business owners. There's challenging days, challenging weeks.
100%.
I had a really challenging week last week.
And my brother. Sorry.
Part of the game. Okay. But my brother, my little brother, David, if you're watching, he sent me a video by Deion Sanders, who was talking to a bunch of salespeople, said, "You just got to keep making plays. If you're down, you keep making plays. And if you keep making the right plays, you're going to show back up at the top." So I think this quote and that, it's a good sign. See, I'm getting signs from the universe this week.
These are a lot of good signs. And I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, we're all in it for the long game, you know, and there are going to be good days. There are going to be challenging days. Every day is different, but you know, we work in an industry that's 24/7. So there's no like pausing or time out. You have to keep the train moving. So
show up, do your best, give your best effort. And it will pay off.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I love that. I'll end with one last thing here because yesterday. Oh, there we go. Oh, well, welcome,
David.
We were expecting you as a part of our live studio audience, David.
Keep making plays.
Love that. Love that. Thank you for the advice with that. But yesterday we were one of the big things that we were talking about is how to stay relevant. And that's a huge thing, especially for concierge but all sorts of hospitality professionals. Obviously, with a lot of people talking about AI, technology, all of that. But the best way the only way to stay relevant is to be the best at what you do, the best of you for what you do. Because then you're indispensable.
Yeah, I agree. I always tell people, if you were to leave this hotel or this place tomorrow, mm-hmm. what is your name attached to that you help make better? If you can't answer that question, then you need to get on it today.
Oh, wow. That sounded...
That's what I tell them. How do I get promoted? How do I move up? How do I do this? So, well, if you were to leave tomorrow, what is your name on that you helped improve? What did you do here?
Totally. I was saying yesterday, it's like you can either treat it like a job or you can treat it like a profession. And if you treat it like a profession, upper management will take note and you will grow within the industry. So it's all in how you show up every day. And it's how people are talking about you when you're not in the room. It's your own reputation. So show up. Oh, Jeremy, what are we saying here? Each day, make it better and translate your service to love and kindness for one another. Loving this encouragement and podcast. Oh, yeah. Jeremy.
Going into self-help mode. I like this.
Oh my gosh. Steve, keeping it real.
Got to.
Hashtag.
We'll give you the positive and the negative. I'm on a mission to do that now. Everyone shows their positive things all the time.
Yeah.
It's not like that every
time. No. It's totally not like that every time. So
we'll keep bringing the real stories.
Yeah, we will. Oh, wow. Have we done? We've already done the show.
By. Audience, how'd you like it?
Yes. Yeah. Wait. Live. Oh, the live. Thank you. I was gonna say, any comments from the peanut gallery? Because we actually have one.
One.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Well, if you guys like this, maybe at some point we can do an actual live show at a destination. Let you guys know about it, and maybe we can have a couple of you in the live. Right? Mm-hmm. We should do that. Suzanne, you started something. She totally started a trend. Oh my gosh. We'll definitely make it happen. So, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This was awesome.
This was great.
Live from the beautiful Biltmore Hotel in Coral Gables, Florida. Make sure to check them out.
Definitely check them out. Oh, and the Good Morning Summit coming in 2025. Buy your plane tickets now. Can't wait. So awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And, well, until next week, right?
See you next week. Have a great day.
Bye.